chicken, chicken, chicken. Choo, choo. Affirmation station, affirmation station. What's today's affirmation? Welcome, sunshine, to Affirmation Station. My name is Sharente Carr of JCLV21, where I joyously coach life victory. And today, I am the conductor on this here train, where we learn how to maintain our mind, body, and spirit before departing to our next destination. This stop has transfers to the best day ever on platform 2, or the worst day ever on platform 3. Choose wisely on how you're going to receive and perceive your day on today. Like every show, I'll be walking you through 4 exercises to kickstart or invigorate your day with your mind at peace, your soul feeling loved, and your body feeling right. This show is live recorded on the Wisdom app at 8 a.m. Pacific time, Tuesday and Thursday. The Wisdom app is a free app that is available on the iOS App Store as well as the Google Play Store. This is an audio app with amazing mentors that pour in wisdom every day of every hour, and you are always in the live audience. Think of it like live radio. It's a very fun place. Come on through, baby boo. This episode, we'll be focusing on how the mind works with Lois Hampson, M.A., M.F.T. But before we get that even started and that party going, we gotta do our exercises to get in our righty-tighty mood. Yeah, baby, yeah. So you already know how I'll do if you pay attention to pay affirmation station. When I say pay attention, you have seen me. You have heard me. Then you should know we gonna shake our hands first to ease some energy that has been stagnant and wake up just a little bit more if you didn't know. Now you know. So put your hands in the front of you like the hokey pokey. And I just want you to start shaking them. Just start shaking them, baby. Keep shaking those hands. Shake them, shake them, shake them. Just don't break them. Shake them, shake them, shake them. Just don't break them. Shake those hands. Shake those arms. Shake your arms and hands. And stop. Whew. I feel more awake. Do you feel more awake? Because I feel more awake. I sure do. Now, because we did our pre-workout, it's time for me to give you the cues so you know when the next workouts are even going to happen. Yes. So if you hear this first sound means that the exercise is just getting started. And if you hear this means the exercise has come to a close. Very simple, right? Oh, I think it is. We're going to continue with the move on to the move on, because now that we know the sounds that abound on this ground and the groove of this tune, let's go ahead and head over to our first exercise. This first exercise is called Say It and Claim It. This is all about speaking words of affirmation. So if you're feeling down, remember it is A-okay to frown. I hold space for you, baby. I will let you know, though, if you really want to do a pick-me-up, I'm going to remind you to speak yourself up with some compliments, saying I love you, or just coaching yourself up saying, you know what, you are perfect just as you are. I get that you have been taught this, but no, this is the actual way. And lay down a new law in your life and see how your life changes. Now, let me give you the instructions on how to do this exercise, because it's simple. You can say these affirmations with me inside of your mind with that beautiful imagination, or say these out loud with that beautiful voice of yours. If you're looking for a maximum benefit, say these affirmations in your front camera or in front of a mirror. Yeah. It's very simple, right? Now it's time to repeat after me. to keep you free. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I am open to hearing from my higher self. My gifts are safe to use and will help others. My words are in alignment with my best self. I love myself. I trust myself. I honor myself. I value myself. Every day and in every way, my life gets better and better. Every day and in every way, I'm getting better and better. My success is inevitable. Stop repeating after me. Exercise completed. Ooh, child, I'm proud of you for speaking love into yourself today. Like, how did that, change the whole song? That is not how long that bar is, but we live our best life over here on Affirmation Station. I'm telling like it is. Now we're skedaddling to exercise number two. In this next exercise, this is actually called The breathing. This is where we focus on our life force, our chi, our prana, if you will. Breathing is a natural thing our body does without us even asking. Today, right now, we are going to consciously breathe, and it allows us to energize our body, focus our mind, and tap into our inner light that powers us up to even say, what is up? I am so happy about this, and I have an announcement I'm going to give you guys a little bit later. Ooh, it's a great day. It's a great day, y'all. Okay, so here are the instructions for this exercise. There are 4 sets, but please know, I don't know you're going to meet all the different types, because I try to do this by how your body is currently positioned in this moment. Try to help you out just a little bit. Just a little bit. If you're lying down, this first set of instructions is for you. Feel the support of the surface beneath you. Relax those shoulders and close those eyes. And if you're looking for a deeper relaxation, tense your entire body for 15 seconds and do that twice. Tense, release. Tense, release. Just like that. This next set is if you're driving. Move your booty from side to side. Get comfortable in that ride. Sit up straight, relax your shoulders, and keep your eyes open. Safety is importante, so don't be fiddling with your phone. Thank you. PSA over. If you are not driving, this next set of instructions is for you. Move your booty from side to side, plant your feet on the ground. Sit up straight, relax your shoulders, and go ahead and close your eyes for better focus. If you must keep your eyes open, go ahead and keep them open. Do whatever feels more comfortable to you. And this last of instructions is if you're standing up. If you're standing up still, this first set is for you of this. Here, I have a 4-1 and then a 4-2. Like, you feel me? Like PowerPoints, bullet points. Yeah, I think you understand. Cool. So if you're standing up and you're standing up straight and you're not moving around, you're not walking, nothing like that, I'm going to recommend that you stand up straight and you relax your shoulders and you keep your eyes open. Unless you have a support system next to you, then go ahead and close your eyes if you're so inclined to, okay? And if you are walking right now, please keep your eyes open, stand up straight, and relax your shoulders. Thank you. Love you. These are the instructions, at least part of them. So today, the method that we're doing, because we're always doing a method and a technique, we're doing the 4-7-8 technique. And it goes a little something like this. It begins by inhaling through the nose for 4 counts, holding for 7 counts, and exhaling for 8 counts. And you get to choose how you're exhaling, through your nose or through your mouth. Whatever vibes with you. For me, I like going for the deeper breath, so I do in and out of my nose. You do whatever feels right for you. Okay? Okay. The only other PSA announcement I have to make is, if you start feeling lightheaded, please soften or slow your approach, or just like stop in the name of you. And there's nothing wrong with that. Okay? Or calming it back down and then bringing it back up. Because mind you, when we're doing breath work, we're also, this can help you calm your heart and like your entire system. So there's also that. So treat yourself gently. That's really all I'm saying here. Treat yourself gently. If it's too much, it's too much. And there's no shame, no judgment from me. And there should be no judgment from you. You hear me? You don't mess with my bestie like that. Okay. I'm putting that away now. So let's go ahead and begin this exercise. Start by inhaling through your nose. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. In. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. In. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. One more time. In. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And go back into naturally breathing. Exercise completed. Now that your body is relaxed, let's move on to exercise number 3. This exercise is called Tap It In. In this exercise, we're going to be doing the emotional freedom technique, also known as EFT tapping, which is alternative therapy for anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, chronic pain, weight loss, fibromyalgia, and many, many other conditions. This technique to me is two of the 5 forms of self-love that we have learned, at least I have learned from Gary Chapman. And those two are physical touch paired with words of affirmation, because we're literally touching on areas of our body that move our energy and that help us experience a different tune to how we're living life, which is why I love EFT tapping so much. It's something that's subtle, something that you already have, that you can already do, and it can make massive difference without you ever going inside a gym right away. Okay? This is helping you with your body. Not saying you can't go to the gym. Still go. Treat yourself gently. That's all I'm saying. Cool. So today we're going to be doing 4 taps. If you've been listening, you already know. We're going to be focusing on the hand today. So the taps are going to be on the thumb, the index, the middle, and then we're going to close it out with our Tarzan tap, also known as thymus tapping. Okay. Pausing for a temporary moment, PSA is here. This episode is not recommended if you are currently driving or operating heavy machinery. I do not recommend that you touch on certain points of your body to do the taps if it is not safe for you to do so. please make sure that you assess your situation with optimal vigilance and your safety in mind. We love you and we want to talk to you. So don't do anything that's not safe for you. Love you. Now back to our regular scheduled show. Here are the instructions for this exercise, guys, okay? Accept what you're feeling right now. Please note, this feeling is a part of your alert system, and all your feelings are okay. I always equate our feelings to the background music in our lives because our life is the movie that keeps going on. Yes, we sometimes do edits. Sometimes we feel like we're doing montages. We're like, I don't know how I got here, to this, here, to here, but it's just going to keep going on. These are our feelings, but their feelings are the background music. They're what are really setting the stage on where you're focusing and how you are engaging and interacting with others. Okay, so we accept all our feelings because we have a broad range of emotions. And what I think is so cool is that we get to experience all of these and that we don't get stuck in these when we don't want to get stuck. So the reason why we accept our feelings is because of the fact that by accepting it and now you have an awareness of it, you can allow a change to happen for you. That's why we have to do that first before we even get in really into the exercise. Okay, cool. We're going to be pairing all these taps with affirmations. We're going to be using the affirmations from Say It and Claim It. Okay, just to really lock those in. And when it comes to how I do things, I always like to explain the why behind the what. So we're going to be tapping on our thumb, our index, our middle, and our thymus. So I'm going to explain to you why we do it, and I'm going to explain to you how we do it, because you deserve to know this information, especially if you're going to pull this out as a way that you are using on your healing journey, okay? So the first is going to be the thumb. The reason why we tap on the thumb is because it dissolves negative thinking, judgment, self-righteousness, grief, and loss, which allows acceptance of self and others, healing from loss, and the ability to see the positives in life. How to do this tap is go ahead and extend your thumb up like you're doing a thumbs up to somebody, okay? And take your other hand and use one of your fingers, just tap on the very top of that area on your, like that pad, like if you're doing a fingerprint on that pad, not the very tip, but in that middle area right there. Okay. The next tap that we're going to be doing is the index. The reason why we're tapping on the index is because it dissolves the difficulty of forgiving yourself and letting go of past hurts, which allows self-forgiveness, releasing the past, and being more joyful and peaceful in the present. How to do this one is go ahead and do an extended finger for just your pointer finger, like you're about to point at somebody, but you just keep it up, and go ahead and tap on that the finger pad part, like you just did on your thumb, exact same area on your index finger, or you're also known as your pointer finger. Simple, right? Now let's talk about the middle finger. You're like, oh no, we're about to flip somebody off and say F you. No, 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 absolutely not. Let me explain to you some things. So first of all, the reason why we tap on our middle finger is because it dissolves anxiety and sexuality issues. That's first of first. Second, it allows bonding, relaxation, generosity, acceptance of self and others, and trust. That's why I do it, not to flip nobody off, but to tell myself it's okay to bond, it's okay to relax, it's okay to be generous, and it's okay to accept you and others and trust, period. That is why I do with this, not to flip nobody off. But if that's your perception, live your best life. You know I love you. And that's how my mind works, multiple ways. Okay, I digress. Getting back to tapping on the middle finger. So how to do this one is, like I said, it's like you actually doing fingerprinting. Like you're putting your pad down. You want to tap on that middle part, that fleshy part on your middle finger too, to do that tap. And the last tap that we're going to be talking about, I call the Tarzan tap, which is thymus tapping. The reason why I call it the Tarzan tap is because we're literally are tapping on our chest on that point. And we're not doing, we're not doing that. No. We are just tapping on that point. We don't have to vocalize anything. But if you want to, Tarzan it up. Like, I'm being so serious. And when you release that, you feel a whole new way. Okay. Another reason why we tap on the thymus is because of the fact that it sends white blood cells to the areas of your body that you don't even know yet your body are fighting, which helps you keep your physical health in tune with its alignment. It's an immune booster, okay? That's why I love this. And lastly, it anchors in the new balance and alignment throughout our entire body from all the things, the tapping of the points that we did, and all the words that we're bringing into us right now. Okay? Now that you know the why, the how, and all the little in-betweens, let's go ahead and get started with tapping on the thumb. Please know, I'm going to let you know when to switch your fingers and where you're tapping to. I'm also let you know when to pause repeating after me, stop repeating after me, and everything in between when it comes to these affirmations. I got you, baby boo. I got you. So go ahead and start tapping on the thumb. And now repeat after me. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Switch to the index. And I should have said stop repeating after me. My bad. Now you can resume repeating after me. I silly sometimes. It happens. I am open to hearing from my higher self. My gifts are safe to use and they will help others. My words are in alignment with my best self. Pause repeating after me. Switch to tapping on your middle finger. And now resume repeating after me. I love myself. I trust myself. I honor myself. I value myself. Pause repeating after me. Switch to tapping on your thymus, as known as your Tarzan tap. Yeah. Now repeat after me. Every day and in every way, I'm getting better and better. Every day and in every way, my life gets better and better. My success is inevitable. Stop repeating after me. Stop tapping on your thymus. It's an amazing day, y'all. We have one more exercise, and we're going to bring up our guest of honor, and I'm so excited. Yes, I am. Oh, I'm fired up. First, we got to do gratitude, and then we got to bring her on, because this is about to be an amazing conversation, y'all. The best is yet to come, y'all. The best is yet to come because she drops bars for days. So much so that we're walking on a yellow brick road because it's gold that she laid down. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. So let's go ahead and go to this next exercise. Thank you, Cecilia Grace. I see you. Thank you, Lisa K. I also see you. Thank you for the reactions on the live audience. So this next exercise is called venting gratitude. This is where we vent gratitude for whatever it is we want to uplift and appreciate in our lives. The instructions are very simple. Just start out by saying thank you and then start listing whatever it is that you're thankful for. We do this in a rampage style, so that means that we just keep going in on whatever it is that you're grateful for until the exercise comes to a close. You will hear the exercise completed sound, which will let you know that we are stopping the rampage, aka the listing that we're doing. Now let's just go ahead and begin. Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you, God, for this moment. Thank you, God, for now. Thank you for all of my emotions. Thank you for my father. Thank you for my mother. Thank you for each of my sisters. Thank you, God, for my aunts and my uncles and their children. Thank you, God, for all of my teachers. Thank you, God, for all of my doctors. Thank you, God, for all of the steps and the mistakes that I got to make to learn from. Thank you for supporting me no matter what. Thank you, God, for church. Thank you, God, for community. Thank you, God, for all the financial institutions. Thank you, God, for the United States. Thank you, God, for welfare and all the systems that are a part of it. Thank you, God, for all the people that are on this planet. No, doesn't matter what their situation is. Thank you for each and every single one of them. Thank you for bringing in lives and babies right now, even as I'm talking. Thank you, God, for my head, my torso, my arms, my hands, my legs, my reproductive system. Thank you for all of parts of me. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for my husband and all parts of him. Thank you so much for my dog Bandit and all parts of him. Thank you so much for this time and the joy that I'm feeling right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Exercise completed. Yeah. We were on fire today and you did it again. I'm very proud of you. And now that we've shown ourselves some love, okay, it's time to celebrate because you're great. So I have to give you a round of applause and then we can bring my guest up. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. So freaking proud of you. Woo! Child, I'm proud of you. Now we are about to go into some really awesome stuff. Like, I'm really excited. This is our topic of the day sound. I know, you're like, that's ominous. Ominously good, okay? Like, try Jesus, not me. I like music. So today for today's topic, we're going to be talking about how the mind works. But let me introduce you to Lois before she even gets on. Lois Hapson has helped thousands upon thousands of people over the decades, not just in the United States, in Japan, and many other countries, okay? From young kids who have experienced trauma, teens and adults who have fallen to addiction, people who have been clinically diagnosed with mental illness, and so many others. She blended her life, long experience with ministry, and her expertise in counseling to get people set on the path to healing. She credits learning and loving as the primary factors to her success in helping herself and others change lives. Okay, bringing to the stage Lois Hampson, M.A., M.F.T.
I was finna start clapping. I'm like, who is she bringing up? Who's she bringing up? Thank you for that. That was so beautiful. Wow. I'm serious. I got tears in my eyes. But I can't do no crying on the job. Remember that? No crying on the job.
Hey, I have cried on the job. I don't know how many times. And that is A-okay. Because you know what? Is that that's how the mind works. Sometimes you gotta release. Like that's
I don't hear the summary of much anymore. You know what I mean? Because I've been retired so long. So that just like, whoa.
Mm-hmm. It's you.
Okay. It's me. It is me. Wow, that's so nice. Okay, so you wanted me to come out here and talk about... I'm trying to put myself together. Wait a minute. You wanted me to come on here and talk about how the mind works. But first, I want to say that we can't talk about the mind without adding the body and the spirit, okay? The essence of us, our life essence. In that everything is all interconnected, okay? And everybody else, even you and me, and the people in the audience are all interconnected with the trees and everything else. So first we got to know that we're interconnected with everything. Then we can go start with the mind.
We are all, and we're all one. We're all united too.
All yeah, and it's all, everything is interconnected with everything, and you'll see the intricacies of how it worked when I started talking about, you know, how the mind works, which I will start now. So when you think about the mind, you know, this was a subject I studied in school, psychology and counseling and all that stuff I did. And the thing is that everything begins with a thought. Everything begins with a thought. Nothing was not created that was not a thought in someone's mind. Anything that you see material, whether it's this bottle of soda, this TV, this couch with the pillow, everything began with a thought. And when you have a thought, it produces a chemical release or neurotransmitters or hormones in your brain. Okay. And that was that oxytocin, adrenaline, which is experienced as a feeling. Okay. And then that feeling initiates action, generally words. And those words spoken are usually based on memory of a past positive or negative experience. Because our brains are like computers, it just adds data. It don't do too good in deciphering the data. That's our job, okay, to be able to decipher the data. But when we talk about everything begins with thoughts, thoughts are a vibration that, just like everything has a vibration, that radiates 360 degrees around the center point wherever you are, you know, and you have a thought, it radiates all around you. Whereas if you spoke a word, it shoots out in front of you. Okay, so the thought is more powerful even than, you know, the word, because the thought stimulates that word from the feeling. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, because what I heard was, is the background music affects the character and how they're going to respond to the situation.
There it is. And that thought, if the thought is was a positive nature, and you think on that thought for longer than how many seconds? Remember I talked
17.
About
17.
17 seconds. You hold that thought for 17 seconds, it's going to pick up another thought just like it. So it starts connecting the cabooses of a train. That's why they call it a train of thought, okay? And if you hold that thought, no, this is my description of it now. I was this many years old, you know, and I just made that up. But anyway, because that's how it came out to me. So it's a train of thought. You know, I don't know what they came out, how they get the train of thought. But to me, I look at it as two trains hooking up to each other. And you think on that another 17 seconds is going to hook up another piece, another part, and another 17, another part. And then it builds momentum and this train starts moving down the thought track. Okay. Now, in a day, we have over 6,000 thoughts. Okay. You know.
That's a lot of thoughts.
Yeah, that's a lot of thoughts. But the thing is, they're very brief. They will just roll on through. The only thoughts that matter are the ones that we focus on and we pull into our attention. When we put our attention on a thought, that's when that thought does the pickup of the feeling and the adrenaline or the oxytocin. The oxytocin is the feel-good stuff and adrenaline is the fight-or-flight stuff. So it's going to pick up one of them. And you got to be careful what you're thinking. Okay? So if you pick up a thought that's of doom and gloom of something, then you got to correct.
That's going to be a train crash.
Yes, because you think of, well, they said this to me. And then you sit there, I don't believe they said this to me. I don't believe they said that to me. Oh, my God, they said this to me. And then you say, well, then the next thought is, shoot, they're always saying something like that to me. Da-da-da-da-da. And then the next thought is, you know what? I need to, da-da-da-da. And then you'll keep on down the track. And before you end up knowing it, you're angry and you're doing something or saying something that is not necessarily beneficial to yourself. It ain't got nothing to do with the other person. All this got to do with you. Because this is your thoughts. Okay? And thoughts of fear creates a hormonal state in your body that produces that adrenaline that sends your pancreas on the insulin thing, because your insulin is for the energy and it pumps it stuff. And then your digestion stops. And then your heart is not beating right. So, because it's beating faster, because that adrenaline is in there, like, hey, I got to run. And then physically, your body begins to break down, because problem with insulin reaction is what?
Diabetes.
Okay. Problem with your blood not flowing in your veins right is what?
Isn't that high blood pressure?
High blood pressure. That's right. All from your damn thoughts. That's how powerful thoughts are. It affects everything in your body. Okay. But those negative ones. Okay. The positive ones do the same thing. However, you get on the positive thoughts and say, hey, I'm so grateful that I woke up this morning. What am I going to do today? Ooh, what should I eat? Ooh, I'm so grateful I got food to eat. And you ride on the gratitude train. You'll find more to be grateful for. And in 17 seconds, it picks up another thought and goes on down the track. And next thing you know, you got all this positive stuff happening and all this stuff. And then your body is releasing oxytocin, which is the feel-good hormone that makes you feel happy and at peace and secure and safe and loving and caring and compassionate and all that good stuff. Okay? So when we talk about the mind, we have control over our thoughts. Yes, we run through at 6,000, over 6,000 thoughts a day. However, we have the ability to bring any thought and every thought into captivity. That means we can stop any thought we want to. Okay? So when we have an incident where we have a problem with a person and that person, you say, that person made me mad. That person didn't make you mad. You thought of something that made you mad. Either that person triggered something, which is telling you where that you need to heal something. Because sometimes you're in a grocery store and somebody may bump into your cart and it piss you off. Or somebody driving down the freeway cut you off and it piss you off. That's a trigger because you feel disrespected. But that person don't know you. That person didn't mean to do nothing to you, especially in the grocery store or driving down the street because they don't know you. They don't know where you come from. How they disrespect you and they don't know you. You got to go back and do some work. So that's what the triggers do. But that if it triggers a feeling of anger or some negative type of emotion, that means the first time you ever dealt with a situation like that, you didn't deal with it with that pure love, light energy that you are. You didn't look at it through the eyes of love. And you didn't behave in the way that loved yourself. And sometimes these incidents happen when we're children. Well, we don't know the damn difference. And our ego is our protector. And it rises up. And our ego trying to protect us, it don't care how it protect us. It makes us forget stuff. It makes us think that we better than everybody else. It makes us get jealous. It makes, oh my golly, the ego got some serious defenses to it to try to keep you safe. And that's all its job is. The ego's job is to keep you safe. But the ego edges God out, E-G-O. Okay, and when you edge God out the equation, love is not there because God is love. And if love ain't in it, God ain't in it.
I have a question now.
Yes.
So because you talked about ego, are you going to go into id and superego?
No, because we're talking about the mind right now, and we're going to stay focused on that. That would have to be a longer conversation, Miss Lady.
Okay. I had to ask.
No, that's a longer, because understanding that the id, the ego, and the superego is a lot more. But I can say this about them. In the id state, that's when you first get here and you're that baby and you don't know shit from Shinola, and all you're trying to do is get your needs met. And the only way you know how to get your needs met is crying. Okay. And the id goes awry, and then they say it has psychosexual, Freud says it has psychosexual needs as well. But, you know, that's neither here nor there in this conversation. But the ego is our protector. When we get to the age where, because age 0 through 7, we are still under the auspices of the other side. And I like to say it like that, the other side. But, you know, that pure, we're still in that pure love. Like, that's why the babies will talk to their imaginary friends like Denzel's Patch.
Poor Patches. He didn't have a damn chance.
Yes, Patches. but generally, the kids are seeing, they can still have they're still in tune to the spiritual side of things. So between 0 and 7, that part of their skull is still open up where they have the soft spot. But beneath that is another part that closes that over the pineal gland. Okay. And the baby, Tokyo, please. This dog is getting all over me and I'm having the time. Trying to stay focused. Okay. Where did I just say? Oh, yeah, so doing 07 is before all that, your head completely closed and you're close to the things of the spirit, because now it's time for you to start this life. And so to start this life, we get that ego coming up. And the ego is sent to protect us when we feel threatened or in danger. So the ego has a very noble job to do. However, when we're young children, the ego is necessary, because we don't understand what's going on. Our reasoning and our rationing skills have not been yet developed or anything like that. And we don't know shit from Shinola, really. You know, it's like if I tell you as a 3-year-old, you do that again, I'm going to knock your head off. In your 3-year-old mind, you see your head coming disconnected from your shoulder and rolling down the sidewalk. And I know that sounds funny, but that was something that happened with my daughter, with Brianna. Somebody told her that he's going to knock her head off. She was screaming like somebody killed her, because she literally saw her head rolling down the sidewalk. When I asked her, why are you screaming? She said he told me he was going to knock my head off. And Mom, I don't want my head on the sidewalk. I died laughing. But that was her understanding at that level of, at that age level. So sometimes we remember stuff at a childish age level because our ego was protecting us. Okay. But when we think like a child. Okay. So when we grow up, we're supposed to think like an adult. An adult would go back, if they're trying to be a healthy adult, go back and revisit that inner child and do some work on those ego defenses. Otherwise, you end up with all those psychiatric diagnoses and stealing and killing and murder and all them other things that happen in the world. So when we think about that, you know, and then okay, like I said briefly, then we get to the superego. That's the part when you realize that, hey, I'm not in this world alone. Hey, I need to make some changes. Hey, I'm sick and tired. And the acid of my tears is wearing down my wall of denial. So I need some help. And when you ask for that help, you start entering into the superego range, where you become self-aware, where you become more altruistic and care about the good of all, instead of just the good of you and thinking that somebody else is victimizing you, or you're the victim of all the things you went through, and you realize that everything was happening to grow you to a certain level of development so that you can become all that you were meant to be, and understand that you are pure love, light, energy. But we got to go through our own trials and tribulations. Everybody has their own journey to go through. So is that enough on the ego, superego, real fast?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, so back to how that mind works. So basically, I read to review, the thought produces a chemical release. The chemical release is a feeling. That feeling initiates an action. Okay, and that's a word or deed. And you, whatever thoughts we have the ability to stop and think about them, or we have the ability to pass. That's what meditation is about. Meditation is about allowing the thoughts to come and go and be at peace. Don't bring any of them. When you're meditating, when a thought wants to stop and wants you to focus on it, go back to thinking about your breath. But this is something you have to train yourself to do, because you want to get to the place of no thought, no thing, okay, or nothing. You want to get to that place of pure peace where there's nothing running through your mind. And that takes a long time to get to. But there are different meditations you can do to help you with this thought mind process. And then when you find that the thoughts, going to the next part of this, thoughts, once they're on the train, they have a certain vibration. You know, the train vibrates on the tracks, right?
Yes, it is. That's okay. How it goes.
That's how it gets there. The vibration, okay? So the vibration of the thought will give you a manifestation in your real life. Okay? So say, for instance, you're on that negative train of thought, okay? And that negative train of thought is about money. Okay, and then the words coming out your mouth is like, it may sound innocuous, but I'm so broke, I can't pay attention, okay? I pass by the bank and they close their doors. You know, still people say stuff like this, joking. These are joking words. But guess
what? Question. What's innocuous? For those that don't know what that is.
Okay, innocuous meaning you don't think it matters. You're just playing. It doesn't matter. It's like you can get in the placebo, whatever. I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I got you.
But the whole thing is everything matters. That's why I didn't want to say that like that. But because everything is matter. But at any rate, what goes on in your mind determines the matter that you have in your life. Okay. Now, and everything is matter. Okay. This TV, you, this chair over here, these shoes, everything is matter. The table, you know, everything is matter. That God didn't create, we created with our thoughts. Everything you see on this earth that was not naturally grown of the ground and the animals and the plants and the people, because we don't have no control over how, you know, our heart beating and all that kind of stuff. So God did this. But anything that we see that is made, that matter, came from somebody's mind, came from somebody's thought processes. So our thoughts can produce everything. Our thoughts do produce everything in this matter world. So our thoughts really matter. Okay. And I didn't understand that mind over matter saying, and I still don't understand that mind over matter saying, because your mind creates the matter.
And maybe it means you take control of the matter with your mind.
Okay, but then she says matter over mind. No, I don't know. I have no idea.
Anyway,
I just, you know, but the whole thing is that the words have my vibration. And there's some high vibratory words and low vibratory words, just like there are high vibratory feelings and low vibratory feelings. Like fear is the lowest on the totem pole. Okay, on Abraham Hicks'
vibration chart.
Oh my God, it's a feeling wheel though. I can't think of what it's called. The vibrational wheel or something like that. Whatever it is, but fear is at the bottom, and appreciation and joy and love is at the very top. Okay, so when we're operating in fear, those hormones that are going to be released are the stuff from our adrenals. Which is that adrenaline that affects the insulin. So when we're down here in fear, we get heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and that would account for a lot of African Americans having those comorbid, meaning they run together, okay, diseases. Because most people who have high blood pressure have diabetes as well, but that's because they've been in that fight or flight situation too long, and it's not because they've been running from a saber-toothed tiger or a dragon. They just are thinking of, are in stressful environments and always in that stressful state of fight or flight, and it starts killing the body. That's why that meditation is so important too, and the exercises that you do on affirmation station and affirmations, all of that helps raise the vibration to get you up into the higher echelon of the feelings. And the higher echelon of the feelings is the higher your vibration. And all that begins with your thoughts. Okay. All of it begins with your thoughts. I bring it all the way back. It begins with your thoughts.
So you're saying if you change your thoughts, you change your life?
You damn right. I had to be so blunt. Yes.
I have a question. So because we talk about thoughts, how the heck do we get to personalities? Isn't that the building upon of the thoughts to become a habit and the habit becoming a personality?
All right. Okay. So I got to make my little note. Okay. So we have the thought, and you may say, I am having a bad day because something happened. If that bad day persists, you may say you're in a bad mood. If that bad mood persists, then that becomes your temperament. After a while, if that's your normal temperament to be in a bad mood all the time, that becomes your personality. Okay?
Okay. Tokyo agrees. Just going to throw this out there because I heard her barking and saying, yes, queen, yes. Speak that speak. That's what I heard from Tokyo.
Yeah, so, and the thing is, it's that it's never really a bad day. It's usually one incident that may have lasted 2 seconds or one word, or it may have, it could have lasted longer, you know, in some situations, in the case of a severe trauma, physical trauma, it may last a little longer than 1 second. But most people are bagged up, and I say bagged up because that's my mama word, bagged up because of one incident. Say, for instance, I'm driving to California. You know it takes 4.5 hours to drive to California from here, okay? And during my drive to California, I'm going to pass hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cars, okay? Yet only two people, or maybe even one, cut me off or stop me from stop my flow from going however fast I wanted to go or whatever. And then somebody asked me, how was your drive? And the first thing I reflect on is that one or two people that I didn't like, forget all the 9999999 that didn't, then that turns into a bad day. Because now you've taken it from that one or two little incidents and you painted that whole 4.5 hours as if it was all bad. Because some people cut you off. And because that's what you thought of as soon as they asked you, how was your drive? You know? But if you stopped before you answered and thought, hey, you know, it was good. Shoot, only two people cut me off instead of, yeah, man, it was bad. Two people cut me off and da-da-da-da-da. You can say, man, it was good. Only two people cut me off. The same thing, but you're saying it a different way.
Girl, I don't remember that people cut me off. Cause
I don't either because I blow it off.
I give a rationale. So this is how my brain works. I give a rationale as to why they did what they did. I don't know if they're rushing because someone just got stabbed, which is one incident that I've actually witnessed. Another one was someone passing away and rushing to the hospital. Like, there's a lot of reasons why some people are not all present.
It may be that their kid is in the back seat, kicking the back seat and throwing a tantrum, and they trying to drive and take care of the child in the car. It could be that this is the last day that they can be late for work and they got a family to feed and a mortgage to pay. They could cut you off for a myriad of reasons, but that doesn't matter. Why they did it does not matter. It's what you do, because what they did is their karma. It's what you do is your karma. And your karma stays with you until you clean it with love.
So I have a question. Are you going to mention Ho'oponopono or is that just a different topic for a different day?
No. You can mention it. Because Ho'oponopono, the whole thing is with the Ho'oponopono prayer, which is four lines, and it says, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, and thank you. That clears your karma. But more than that, it makes you right with you. So if you finna act in a I'm gonna say an ignorant way, and I call it ignorant because that's without knowledge or unknowing, an ignorant way and curse somebody, it's ignorant because you don't realize that you're cursing yourself, because that'll be your karma. You feel me? People are only a projection of who we are. Okay, we project ourselves onto every doggone body, the good and the bad. The good and the bad, you know, because when people say good things about me, they can only see the good things about me because it's in them. Because if they ain't on their radar, they couldn't see it. Okay. People can say bad things about me, and if it ain't on my radar, I don't feel it. And I don't even know. And I don't even realize that they was offended or I did something or they were mad, because I ain't feel nothing because I didn't do nothing. Because that wasn't mine. That was theirs. So, and how you know what's yours and what somebody else's, I can say this. When you get triggered by somebody, by a thought, somebody says something and it triggers a thought, and that thought triggers an emotion, and generally that emotion is coming from a memory of positive and past positive or negative. When you get into that memory of that past positive or negative, your vibration changes with that to go to that memory of that vibration of that trigger. Okay? And that other person may not even be a party to that, because the fact that they might be new to you And if they're owed to you, you still got to ask, why did you physically or emotionally or mentally respond that way to what they said? So you got to ask yourself some questions. You got to ask yourself, you know, what do I feel that they just did to me? Why do I feel like this? And then you'll get a response like, they calling you irresponsible. Okay. And it triggered you. Then you got to say, you got to ask yourself, you got to say, Lois, are you irresponsible to you? Have you been behaving irresponsible to yourself? And then 9 times out of 10, you're going to say yes. And if you say no, generally, you might be lying to yourself, because whenever we make a promise to ourselves and don't keep it, we're being irresponsible. Okay? So it's just that simple. Or judgment. You know, I think they judging me or they criticizing me. And how many times people look in the mirror and say, oh my God, look how many gray hairs I got. I ain't got no gray hairs yet, man. What's wrong with me? You know, stuff like, and I'm talking about me. Okay. Stuff like that, you know, and you start picking yourself apart, and then you don't, and then other people come outside of you to pick you apart because they're shining a light on a dark area on your shadow self that needs to be healed. So the triggers are beautiful, beautiful gifts that we get, you know, but most people don't see triggers as that. They see triggers as these terrible things. But the thing is that if they only get, they can only trigger you, then you got the gun. Okay. You can only, you're the only one that can fire that thing. Okay. So dismantle the gun. They don't have nothing to trigger. And you're dismantling the gun by saying, okay, when was the first time I felt judged, severely judged like this? And sometimes you may have to walk back to your childhood. You close your eyes and you feel that feeling and you say, okay, when the first time I felt this like this, you know? And for me, I know some of mine, I felt the 3-year-old, because I was trying to figure out why I had to feed everybody. And it was my first feeling of hunger when I was 3 years old and I was told to go sit down while my mom was trying to get some food. But I didn't know that because I was 3 years old. All I know is I was told to sit down when I was saying I was hungry. So that was a 3-year-old memory that caused me to want to feed everybody.
Everybody in the house, everybody outside the house, the neighbors and their kids.
Okay, well, that's just, and the thing is, because it's such a good, that was a good way that my ego turned it into something good. So your ego can turn that defense turned into something good to the benefit of others. Some of the ego defenses seem pretty innocuous and good, but when you dismantle them, it's always related to something that happened. And when you can dismantle this stuff and get a hold of the triggers and dismantle the gun, find the triggers, dismantle the gun, but you don't have to go looking for the triggers. You ain't got to frack for it. You ain't got to go dig up nothing to find the triggers. The triggers will appear to you every time you feel some type of way about something somebody said. And that's when our Ho'oponopono prayer comes into order. And then you look back at it by asking that question. And then generally, if you say yes, then you know that you can exhibit compassion because you know how crappy that felt to feel like that. You know? So, we're almost out of time.
Come back. You tried. I'm very grateful for her. And I always like saying this because I can. She's my mommy. And I love her.
I love you too, silly girl. But at any rate, yeah. So that's how that works. So, the bottom line is your mind is connected to your physical body. I had to make sure I made sure you knew that your thoughts created the feelings that created the words and the actions. And then the words can be high or low. You know, the thing is, you can say in one way to say, if you don't have the money, you can say, that's not my budget right now. Okay. Or, I'm not prepared to make that trip right now. You don't have to say I'm broke and I can't pay attention. I just say stupid stuff like that. Oh my God, I said stupid stuff like that. You know, and I call it stupid myself. But the thing is, I didn't know better. So I can't even beat myself up for that. So I had to hold pon on that as well, because I can't beat myself up for what I don't know. But
you did the best you could.
Things I don't know can hurt me. That's why they said people perish for lack of knowledge.
Okay? I got you.
Okay, because
Proverbs, y'all.
We still can suffer for the things that we don't know. You know, like, you know, I went through that court thing some years ago because I got some money from the welfare and I didn't know you're supposed to report a lump sum of money within so many days. And then they tried to take me down. And I was like, what? I don't even know. I ain't never had welfare in my life. How was I supposed to know that you I thought you do a monthly report. That's what they've told me. They said, nope. But the thing is, I didn't know that law, and that law could have got me thrown in jail. Okay? On a humbug. So no, we, even though we don't know a thing, we still are accountable for the stuff we don't know as well. But we can't hold ourselves accountable for not knowing if we were never taught.
So there's no blame to go nowhere either. It's just learning.
Yes. That's right. There's no blame to be had for anybody. The whole thing is, it's all of it. Everything that we do every day is we're in the school of life because we're here to learn. We're here to adapt. We're here to change. We're here to vibrate high. Okay. And some of us vibrate high in some levels of our life and low in other areas of our life. But the thing is, it's all about trying to find homeostasis or balance. Okay, because that's what we're all about, because we don't want to swing out too wide either way, to the neck, to the right or to the left, or to the negative or to the positive, because you swing out too far to the negative, you end up in a dark hole and you get sucked in. You swing out too far to the light and you a doggone doormat. Okay, so there's a middle ground in there where, you know, when you know who you are, you're not looking for love because you realize you are love. You're not looking for prosperity and abundance because you know you are abundant. You're not looking for all these things that people look for because you are all of that already. And when you realize you are that, guess what? It just comes to you.
Easy and effortlessly.
Yes. No questions asked. And it's not hard, but you got to change your mindset. I see my mindset lady down there with Cecilia.
Hey, Jessica.
But yeah, you got to change your mindset. So, and when we recognize how the mind works with the thoughts and the feelings and the adrenals and the oxytocins and the feelings and the negative feeling and positive feeling, and we just got to aim for balance. You know, we don't have to vibrate positive 100% of the time because that's not even fucking realistic. Even if we dealt with everything we had, that all the karma we made in this lifetime, we got karma we're dealing with because it's coming up from our DNA. And it's coming up from the collective consciousness because we are, like I said in the beginning, we're all interconnected with everybody, thing, and everything else. Okay? So we got to recognize that our thoughts have power. And we got to choose what we want to focus our thoughts on, because, and know that any thought can be brought into captivity that you may have. And whatever thought that is, if you don't want it to produce another thought just like it, don't get on the train. Change that thought and get on the other train. So you got two ways to go, positive or a negative thought.
And I bring to you,
yes,
Affirmation Station. That's really what this show's all about.
Exactly. Exactly. So is that good? You want to do
that? Is good. And I have a question for you, because I always have to ask this. Where can people find you, and can they book you for anything? And if what, tell us what.
Oh, wow. Okay. I don't do that on here. But let me see. I can be found at here and on Instagram, and I'm quite sure I got a web page, but I don't know what it is. But my company is called Wings, and that stands for Whole Life Integration for New Growth Services. And what I do is I help people to integrate the good, the bad, the ugly, the up, the down, the sideways, the known and the unknown, and help you integrate yourself so that you can see who you really are, because a lot of people live in compartments and live a compartmentalized life. They got their work life, their home life, their friend life, their this life, their financial life, their whatever, and everything is in a pocket, and the pockets don't cross. It's like separation between church and state. And the thing is that all of it intertwines. So if you're not intertwining it, you don't even get to see who the hell you really are. So I help people with that. And so as a life coach, and I don't have the information right now, but if you contact me on Instagram or on this app from Backpage.
Ahead and send her an email to lois@jclv21.com or head over to wings-llc.square.site or follow her on Instagram at Lois Hampson, which is LoiceHampson. And she's also available for speaking engagements. If you like what you're hearing and you want to bring this to your local community or to your work environment, she is available to be booked. So reach out. She'll love to help you.
Oh, thank you. Look at you. You give good commercials, girl. You go ahead. You knew all my information because you made it. That's why I don't know it, because I don't know my information because Sharente set up all the stuff, because I wasn't on all that until I got on this app. So I have not memorized anything. So, but thank you. Thank you, Miss Carr.
You're welcome, Mom. I thank you for being here. I honor you for taking the time out of your day and putting all of these things together in a way that a lot of people resonated with today. That's why you're in the reactions that you're getting, is because people understood everything that you're putting down and they appreciate your light. And I just want to thank you for you being you and give you this round of applause before you go. Oops. That's it again. There we go.
Thank you. You're so cute, Sharente. That is so cute. But thank you, Sharente. I really appreciate you having me come up here and do this. I needed to do this. I needed to do this because I needed to hear this topic myself and get reminded that, hey, I'm taking thought trains to Nowheresville sometimes. And I have done that in the past few days, thoughts to Nowheresville and not feeling any type of way. So I really appreciate you having me come on and talk about how the mind works. And I appreciate you for doing Affirmation Station, because it brings love and light to so many people. I get so many responses from people who know that you're my daughter and know that you do Affirmation Station. And they telling me how the tapping helped them and learning to breathe and affirmations. And it's a beautiful thing you do. And then the celebration at the end with the rampage of gratitude. That's like the shit, because that's where I like to vibrate in gratitude. Just appreciation, because appreciates, it gets more. And you get more. Yeah. It's that train. It's that doggone appreciation train. Jump on that. I'm going to say, if you want to jump on the train, jump on the fucking appreciation train. That's the shit right there.
Jump on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But thank you, Sharente, and I'll talk to you later.
You're welcome. And I'll give you this before you go. Is Jessica said, love you and your mom. Your talks are so comforting. So we have people giving you kudos in the background.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jessica. And thank you, Cecilia Grace.
Love you. I'll talk to you later, Mom.
Okay.
And that, you have it, folks. You heard from Lois Hampson, MA, MFT, on how the mind works. And it all starts with your thought that can lead you into your action, which can set your reality. So be mindful of what thoughts that you are focusing on so that you can shape your reality in the way that you thought your dream life would be, because you can live your dream today with you working on your thoughts. And one thing that I'll give you besides listening to Affirmation Station is that when you take the time to also do gratitude, and you take the time to, I'm sure I recommend this is what I had to do before I even got to my better place where I can talk to y'all, even do Affirmation Station, was I had to reprogram myself. I had to literally start listening, not to the news, nothing like that, but YouTube adversity and listening to someone say affirmations on a constant basis. Because if you guys have ever heard of the love languages, and then I'm going to close after this, is they're like, oh, these are your top ones. But top doesn't mean the other ones do not do anything to you. You still need to give yourself words of affirmation. You still need to give yourself acts of service. You still need to give yourself gifts and surprises. You still need to do all of these things. Not just you focus on one thing. You focus on all the things, because you are love and you're not parts. You are whole. So
if you are having serious issues with the current reality that you're doing because you're in an emotional state that you don't like, even like being in no more, I'm going to highly recommend that you listen to affirmations all day. There are literally songs with affirmations in it. You can listen to Milo Will. There's also, I think it's Chris and Teeb. There's also John Batista. There are so many different artists that are making really good music with affirmations in it. Start loving you wholly so you can live your dream today. Okay, that's what you deserve. And you're worthy of it. And you can do it. Okay? You can do it. Now let's go to the gift section. In this gift section, I'm just going to let you know what's available to you, baby boo. And it is heading over to jclv21.com. And you're going to see a couple of things there that I have made for you for free. Because who doesn't like free? I know I do. So when it comes to what I have for you is, one, I have a life check-in form so you can see where you are in your mind, your health, your career, and your finances. This is a self-reflection for you. And if you want to work with me, I will work with you. If you want to take that and go work with someone else, take it and go work with someone else. But get help, okay? Have community. That support outside of you is so beneficial to your growth. It is unreal, okay? So do your evaluation. Love on yourself. Don't judge yourself saying, how dare I not know X, Y, and Z? No. Now you know that you don't know. What about you just learning whatever it is that you didn't know? Huh? Try that thought process. I'm just going to recommend it, okay? The next thing I have for you is actually listening to Affirmation Station Show on all major streaming platforms, because I am there, y'all. Like, I love it. And what you're going to hear from the difference between listening to it live on the Wisdom app versus listening to it on a streaming platform is I make music, y'all. I have fun making music and beats. I'm having so much fun with this. So you're going to hear all of my music. You're going to have background music to us even doing the exercises, okay? And you're going to have an outro. And if you're listening to this and you're like, well, I might not listen, but I would love to give you some stars in regards to Affirmation Station Show. Head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and go ahead and rate this show. I will love to hear and see how you're rating this, okay? Go ahead and do that. And the last offer that I have for you is to join my community. This community is called Lighten Up Your Life with Sharente, and it's on Facebook. In this, I share daily affirmations. I will share silly videos in regards to daily love notes, as well as I'm actually going to start holding some workshops in there in regards to how to establish your business, how to also help with setting up for your schooling if you want to go back to college and doing FAFSA. I will be talking about it all in that group. And it's free. Okay. It's a lot of value, but it's free because I truly believe in everyone wins. Everyone wins. When I win, you win. When you win, I win. And vice versa. So join the community. I would love to greet you. I would love to say hi to you. And that's a way where you can also get your daily love from me, which is my affirmations. Okay. So if you'd like to do that and you want to just know where can you connect with me besides jclv21.com, that is at Sharente Carr, which is Sharente Carr. I am on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Pinterest. I'm on Twitter. I'm everywhere, y'all. I'm on YouTube. Yeah, I'm everywhere. So, you know, it's easy to find me. It really is. It really is. Oh, snap, crackle, pop. Before we even get to the stop, I have to announce something right quick, and that is Matthew Burris is celebrating his 10th month anniversary of sobriety on Wednesday, November 2nd at 1 p.m. Eastern, okay? He'll be hosting a talk about his journey. It will be amazing to get as many people as possible to the talk and support and celebrate him because, like I said, when you win, I win. When he wins, you win. We all are winning right now. We really are. So let's go ahead and celebrate him. Celebrate this moment. Because I know for me, when I was really into sugar, heavy, when I didn't do it, it felt good to be celebrated, not just by me, but by my family saying, Sharente, I see you. You're doing an amazing job. Let's support of each other. So come to that. Okay. November 2nd at 1 p.m. Eastern time. I will catch you there. Okay. For now, though, that oh snap sound, that choo-choo sound, you already know what it is. It means that Affirmation Station is coming to a close because it's time for this train to go full steam ahead. I'm not saying you got to get out of bed. I'm not giving you clearance to get off work. Not, child. I'm not even saying you got to get out your car if you're currently sitting in your car. I'm not saying none of that. I'm just saying we're moving to the next destination. I want to thank you so much for listening in and riding with me to Affirmation Station. You may now exit the train and head to that destination. Remember, there are transfer lines available to the best day ever on Platform 2 or the worst day ever on Platform 3. You got to choose wisely on how you're going to see your day on today. I will catch you guys back here on Tuesday for another amazing episode of Affirmation Station at 8 a.m. Pacific time. And we're going to be talking about the generations and what the heck does it mean to be Gen Z, Gen X, millennials, baby boomers, and everything. And Gen Jones or something like that. That's what I recently searched. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it because people think that we are separate because of that label. We are not. We are all so interconnected with one another. I can talk to someone that is in current Gen Alpha, which is the newest generation, to me talking to someone that is technically a baby boomer the exact same way. And we all understand the exact same thing, but in a different way. Okay? There's no separation, but we're going to talk about it so that you are also in the know on that day. So I'll see you on Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific time, my live audience on Wisdom. And I love you and I honor you. Thank you so much for listening to the show again. I love you to infinity and beyond. I hope you have a fantabulous day. And ta-ta for now. Affirmation Station, Affirmation Station. What's today's affirmation? Ta-ta.
Thank you so much for listening to this new episode of Affirmation Station Show. Remember to rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast streaming platform. Be sure to give me a follow or DM me on Instagram at Sharente Carr. Your key takeaways and your thoughts on this episode and what future topics I should cover. That's all for now. Until next time, see you.